We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh shehizhiro Torah ligmoil chesed im ha'oni haloive, v'levli liyos loikenoshe. And this is why the Torah warns us to show kindness to a poor person who needs to borrow money, and not to press him in any way, not to put any unnecessary pressure on him before the loan is due, or anything like that. Ki ze heoni asher moto yodoi at shehechruch lovi ladei havo me'achirim, ze nimshach mehizgabrus hakoveit chas v'shalom, shemishom ikar ho'anius kanal. Because the fact that this Jew finds himself in such a predicament, that he's so poor to the point where he has to come on to a loan from others, as we learned earlier, this comes from a hizgabrus of the koveh, the malchus of the sitrachra became strong, so the malchus of kedusha became weak, so the money of klal yisrael became weak. V'alkein boli dehalvo. This is what created a situation that a Jew has to come on to a loan. Shehu b'chinas avdus, which is a concept of slavery, servitude. B'chinas eved loyveli shmalve, as the pasuk says, mishlei, that a borrower is enslaved to the lender. Sheze b'chinas tichbad ho'avoida. This is the concept of that intense hard labor that Paro imposed on the Jewish people. Again, that word avoida, eved, avdus. Shehu b'chinas koved. Again, tichbad ho'avoida. The avoida, this avdus, is associated with the koved. Shemishom ikru ho'anius v'halvois. That's the source and the cause of this poverty and this having to come on to a loan. V'alkein his hira Torah Yisrael lochus al aloi v'levli liyos loikenoshe kedei lahatziloi v'lahaloisim mibchinas avdus mibchinas eved loive. And this is why the Torah warns us to have rachmonis on this borrower and not to oppress him in any unnecessary way. Why? In order to save him from this concept of slavery, feeling like a slave, a servant, this concept of eved loive, the avdus of the halvo. But rather not to treat him like a slave or a servant, but rather to treat him like a free man. To elevate him from this feeling that he feels like a slave, like a servant, and by treating him properly, you elevate him to a feeling of chayrus, freedom. Ki ikar ha-halvo hu bishvil lahachzik biyad haloive ula yucha laharchiv yodo yadeze sheyizke leparnose yadeze. Because the main reason for lending a Jew money is to support him, to give him the support that maybe by giving him this push, he'll be able to get back onto his feet and he'll be able to support himself. As the pasuk says, "V'chiyomuch ochicho," if your brother will become poor, "umoto yodo imoch," and he'll have to come on to you, he'll have to reach out to you, "v'hechzakto boy," hold on to him, give him support. Ukamashapirush Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says there, Al Tanichenu Lipoil, don't let him fall, Chas V'Shalom, Elotachzik Boy at Shelo Yipoil, but rather hold on to him, give him the temporary support that he needs so that he doesn't Chas V'Shalom fall completely. Because as we mentioned earlier, this poverty is brought about by the koved taking over the moyach chas v'shalom. V'alkein ze shebo lidei anius shuiz gabrus hakoved chas v'shalom al amoyach u'machmazeh hu'anius ma'avir al das koinoi. And therefore this person who has fallen into this state of poverty where the koved is overtaking the moyach, and because of that this could chas v'shalom turn him away from Hashem, maviro yaldas koinoi chas v'shalom. It could make the person fall from emuna, fall from his connection with Hashem. Ki datoi mizbalbel machmas shezgaber chas v'shalom achizas hakoved. Because of the fact that the koved has become so powerful, so the moyach has become weak. His das has become weak. V'chol ma'ashem izgaber yoyser hu anius, nechlash hadas b'chol pam yoyser. And the more the anius gets stronger, the das becomes weaker. וכמוי כן מזגבר חס ושלום הכובד יויסר. And the כובד gets stronger, ומחמזה העוני הוא בכעס תומד. And this is one of the reasons why a person who's in this state of poverty is usually more quick to get angry. Such a, he's bitter, that word bitter, he's bitter, he's angry, chas v'shalom, ki ha-kas hu b'chinas koved koyes, because the Gemara says in Brochus that kas is associated with the liver, shehu b'chinas anius, which we said is associated with poverty, umach mazeh, and because of this, the Gemara says in Babakama, bosaranya anius ozel, that poverty follows a poor person. Again, it's a chain. It person's going down, and this Satan tries to push him all the way down, chas v'shalom. The canal, as we said before. V'al kein, and therefore, ze shemarachim al honi, this Jew who takes pity on this poor person, umashpia loy parnoso, and gives him the help that he needs, the parnoso that he needs while he's in this state, humechaye nafshoy mamish, he's mamish giving life to that person. The Gemara says, oni choshuv kemes. V'yochoy lahatzles oni min huanius legamri, and he has the ability to save him from poverty, to pull him out. K'alidei ze shenoisen lo yamachay nafshoy marchev daitoy, aidei ze mezgaber hadas ala koved, because by giving him and giving him this injection of new life and harchovas hadas, where he has this expansion of the mind, he's able to think. By that, the das gets stronger, and the das overtakes the koveh, the liver. V'chol ma shemizgaber hadas nechna koveh. And the more the person gets stronger in das, the koveh gets weaker, gets subdued. Shaydei zeh mizbatel huanius. And the more you're able to subdue, to humble the koveh, the more you eliminate the poverty. V'zeh ubechinas mitzvas gemilos chasodim shegedoy lo min atzdoko. And this is the concept of the mitzvah of lending money to people, which is higher than giving charity, than giving a gift. As the Yerushalmi says in Peah, the Gemara there gives several reasons, several advantages of gemilos chasodim over tzedaka. K'al yidei gemilos chasodim shemalveloi umarchevloi lefisho, aidei ze yochoi lahatziloi min hanius loilam. Because through a gemach, by giving a person a loan at the right time, when he needs it, the right kind of loan, that could mamish save him from becoming a pauper, from losing sometimes everything he has. Sometimes when a person takes a certain hit and he's going down, if he has nothing, if he doesn't have anything to hold on to, chas v'shalom, he falls and he loses everything, chas v'shalom. And if a person grabs him at that moment when he's starting to fall and gives him what he needs to hold him, to put him in a holding pattern until he's able to get back on his feet, he mamish saving a life. Because again, by helping him and lending him and giving him this harchovas hadas, you subdue the liver. V'chol ma shenichne hakoved yoyser nizgar lamoyach yoyser. The more the liver goes down, the brain goes up. V'chol ma shenizgar lamoyach yoyser nichne hakoved yoyser. And the more the brain goes up, the liver goes down. Ad sheyochoy levatel huanius legamri. Until you have the ability to eliminate that poverty, to solve the problem, mamish. V'alkein his hira ha-toira la-malva l'valyeh lo'y kenoyshe. And this is why the Torah warns the person who's lending the money, don't be on top of him. Don't act like a boss, like a master to a slave. L'valyeh lo'y kenoyshe k'dei la-hatziloy me'avdus. In order to save that person from the feeling like a servant or a slave, me'b'chinas eved lo'yve. K'dei la-hatziloy me'b'chinas hizgabrus ha-kovid. To save him from the liver taking over, shehu b'chinas tichbad hu avoida, b'chinas avdus kanal, shemishom ikar hu anias v'avoiz chashom. That's the cause of this poverty and this having to come on to lending, borrowing money. But rather, rak lehisnaigim aloive kilu loy lov menu klal, but rather to treat him as if he never borrowed anything, he doesn't owe me anything at all, I treat him like an equal. V'lo yeh loy kenoyshe, not to be like a boss on him. כדי להצילו מבחינת עבדות, to save him from falling into that servitude, that slavery, חס ושלום, כדי להכניע בחינס תכבד הוא עבודו, בחינס כובד מולי דם, and thereby suppress the תכבד הוא עבודו, the כובד, כדי לבטל הוא עניוס מישראל, to eliminate poverty from כלל ישראל. כי על ידי זה שאין אוי כנוי של הלויבה, על ידי זה מכניע בחינס הכובד, בחינס עבדות כנם. Because by not acting like a boss over him, by not treating him like a weakling, חס ושלום, you're mamish being machnia the kovid, the avdus. Vayde ze yuchal haloive liskois laharchiv yodoi, vilifroya la malve, uli notzlmanis lagamri. And that's what can give him the strength to get back on his feet, to be able to pay the loan completely, and to be saved from chas v'shalom falling into that status of a poor person, chas v'shalom. V'alkein koirin parsha zuim kesef talve lo yisir lo kenoishe bimea pesach shuzman cheruseinu. Now we can understand why we read that parsha in the Torah bedafkan chalamoid pesach, which is called zman cheruseinu, when Klal Yisrael went out of avdus to cherus. Ki zeh b'chinas yitzias mitzrayim, this is the concept of yitzias mitzrayim, shezochinu lotzeis mei avdus lecherus. Because this is the concept of going out from slavery to freedom, the concept of being machnia the kovet and putting the moyach on top. Don't be like a boss, like a master to him. In order to save Klal Yisrael. Once again, a person saves one Jew, it's like he saved the whole world. It's like he saved the whole Klal Yisrael. He could tip the whole scales for Klal Yisrael, Zuchus. So by doing that, by saving this one Jew from Avdus, he's being male Klal Yisrael from the status of Avdus Lecherus. And I believe we mentioned this earlier, I heard a phenomenal, fantastic chiddush from my father-in-law, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, related to this chapter in the Kutumar, related to this topic, that the Gemara says, I think I mentioned it earlier, if not, if mentioning it again, the Gemara says, V'hoyam shamoya tishma, that when you hear a Dvar Torah a second time, it's very, very important, that it says that when during the time of Bilam, Hashem says, remember the wonderful chesed, the wonderful kindness that I did for Klal Yisrael, in that I didn't get angry throughout that period of time. Because the Torah tells us that Bilam was Yoidei Adas Elyon. He knew how to determine the exact fraction of a second when Hashem gets angry every day, as the Gemara says. And if Hashem would have followed his normal seder of getting angry that one moment every day, Bilam would have tapped into that. He would have cursed the Jews at that time, and it would have been all over, chas v'shalom. So there's a pasuk over that says, remember the great kindness Hashem did for you during that period of time. So Tosfos asks, in the Gemara there, what could Bilam have said in a fraction of a second that could... Tosfos answers, he could have said one word, kalem, destroy them. The question is, what's Tosfos' question and what's the answer? If Tosfos, what could he have said? Tosfos doesn't know Hebrew. Tosfos didn't know that there's 6,000 words in the Hebrew language that Bilam could have said. And how does this answer? Okay, now we're all better. So my father-in-law said that the answer to this is based on this Torah Likut Imran, which is based on the Zohar HaKodesh. That there are these, again, we're talking about Hashem getting angry. The Gemara says in Brachos that anger is associated with the liver, the kovet. And the Zohar HaKodesh says that within the body, there are three kings. There's the Moyach, which is the Melech of Kedusha. That's the real Malchus of Kedusha. The Moyach, which is white. Libuna de Moyach, it's called. The whiteness of the brain. The white matter of the brain. Then there's the opposite extreme. There's the Koved, which is the liver, which the Gemara says, Koved Molei Dam. And Koved is Koyes. The Gemara, the Kas, comes from the Koved. And then there's something that's right in the middle, which is the heart. The heart, there's a pasuk that says, Leiv chacham liyaminoi, leiv ksil lismoiloi. A chacham favors the right side of his heart, the yetzer toiv, which is sechel, which works with sechel, viodata hayoim vahashevoi selavavecha, to make the kesher between the heart and the brain. And a fool gets leiv ksil ismoili. A fool gets angry. The Gemara says, when you get angry, what happens? Your moyach leaves, your das, your brain shuts down. So the heart is right in between. So the Zohar Kodesh explains that on a day that a person is eating, a normal day when a person is eating, the normal flow is that the liver receives first, then the heart, then the brain, in terms of how food is digested and processed in the body. When a person fasts on a fast day, there's no physical food going in, then the seder within the body is the moyach is in front, then the lev, then the kove. Again, I don't know if this is found anywhere, or this was my father-in-law's chiddush, that again, the word melech, when we talk about malchus of kedusha, declaring Hashem's malchus, melech is moyach, is rosh etevus, moyach, lev, koved, when the order is the proper order. And again, the Jews are the malchus of kedusha, Yisrael mam shaloisov, we say in Hallel, because the Jews are the true malachim, kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. They're the ones who are machshava, Yisrael ola b'machshava tchila, we learned earlier. They're tied to the machshava of Hashem kav yochel. They are moyach lev. The Esav is Esav Edoim, is the Koveh, Moledam. And what Esav wants to do, Esav is the Roitzeach. Esav is looking to destroy the Yidden, this Koveh lev moyach. And Bilam Horosha, who was steeped in Pegama Bris, the worst Pegama Bris. What is Pegama Bris? It's Dam. It's this Dam Nida. It's this blood, this Kovid. He and Esav are brothers. They go together. Murder, Pegama Bris. It's all one thing. And again, this is why what Bilam could have said was Kalim, destroy them. How do you destroy somebody? Either by murdering them completely or enslaving them, Chas V'Shalom. That's another form of it. Sometimes that's worse. Sometimes slavery is worse than death, a worse punishment than death, Chas V'Shalom. And the tikkun for it is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zman Cheruseinu. Every Jew sits at the Seder like a melech. That's the malchus, the aliyah of the malchus, the Tusha. Shbizoich and the schus of chesed. Here, Rav Nosson Zal spoke about halvo, gemilas chesed, and what that means. That when a yid has a chance to have the schus, to borrow money, to lend money to someone, and he does it the right way, knowing it's not my money, it's nothing. I'm an agent for Hashem. It's Hashem's money. I have the proof. Today it's this way. Today I'm the lender and he's the borrower. Tomorrow it could be role reverse. Could be the same. It's Hashem's decision, not because I'm the tzaddik and he's the rasha. Could be just the opposite. Because he's a tzaddik, that's why Hashem is giving me the zchus to give. By giving to him, I'm saving myself. The Gemara says a lot of times when Hashem sees that a person's about to have a terrible tzara, Hashem sends him a gift, a poor person, an opportunity to do chesed, and that's how he saves him. We have the awesome example that the Zohar HaKadosh gives of Lot. When it came to saving Lot, the Zohar HaKadosh says Lot was a rasha. The word latya in Aramaic means curse, auror. Lot was a rasha. He went to live in Sodom to have good neighbors. He felt it. That was his place, Sodom, when he split up with Avram Avinu. And yet from him was supposed to come Moshiach ben David. From Lot, from Moav, came Rus, came Moshiach ben David. So Hashem needed a schus to save Lot. What was the schus? Hashem sent three angels who appeared as Arabs to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu gave them hachnas esorchim. He gave them food and drink and everything. And later, when it came to saving Lot, it says, Vayizkor elikim es Avraham. Hashem remembered Avraham and he saved Lot. The Zohar Kodesh says it should have said Hashem remembered Lot and he saved him. No, Hashem remembered Avraham Avinu. Hashem timed it that Avraham Avinu should do this gemilas chesed, this hachnos esorchim. That paved the way. That gave a schus, a right for the malach to go save Lot instead. Otherwise, Lot had no schus to save him. We should be zeche. Whenever Hashem sends an opportunity our way to give tzedakah, to show chesed, we should grab it with both hands. And we should be able to look at the oni with love. That you're thanking me, I have to thank you a billion times. The Gemara says, Yoyser mimasha balabais loni. The oni does, if a Jew has his head screwed on right, he knows that the one who's lending isn't doing the favor. It's the one who's accepting the loan that's doing the big favor. We should be zeche to do chesed the right way, and that zchus to be zeche to see the malchus of kedusha go up, and the malchus of the sitra achra should have a complete and final mapola. Shem should be mekayim the kalim on all the enemies of the Jews. B'mehirah v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.